take 270. So I did. I don't think it was much better than the road they're working on.
We come down the road they're working on here a couple of weeks ago.
It's gravel, old gravel road. Keep it graded pretty good though. I think it's only 17 miles to Hartshorn when you got about 35 around there.
Oh, yeah, it's miserable. And the road's not good either.
No, they're not good. Awful narrow places.
What would you call the road that comes from the highway up to the house? If you're old back ways.
She thought you was getting them for herself, or you said.
Well, some call it private road. Well, where'd you go?
Some call lanes even where they're fenced.
Lane, lots of lanes that don't have a road in them.
I said where they're fenced.
You got big vendors anyway.
And the place that leads from the barn to the pasture?
Well, we have lanes sometime. Back gate out the pasture. Different thing.
What would you call the ditch beside a road?
Bar ditch.
I'm gonna play the bingo.
And you'd say now you're where?
What time y'all go over in the morning?
What part of, where I'm at now?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh County.
And somebody, well, let's say you were talking to someone on the phone and he said, where are you now? Are you in town?
Pittsburgh, right, too.
Well, you'd say, no, I'm not in town, I'm.
Home, out in the country?
Yeah.
Isn't that a crazy one?
I guess so, but it's water and over there.
If someone is walking this way in relation to me, I'd say he's coming how?
Forward, meeting you?
Yeah, he's coming. He's not going away from me, he's coming.
Meeting you? Coming, meeting you, I guess we could say here.
All except the south.
All except the south, he said.
And if you go downtown and you.
Yeah, there are.
Meet somebody there, didn't know he'd be there or anything, just meet him. Come home and your wife says, did you plan to meet him there? You might say, no, I didn't plan to meet him, I just.
Run on time.
If a boy is named William and his father is named William, you say they named the boy how?
William Junior.
And this would mean they named the boy, well, how did they name him?
After his father.
What pets do you have around?
Dogs, cats.
How would you?
Well, y'all better get your faces.
You don't unplug it, did you?
No, I don't have to unplug it. I can just turn it off.
Now get ready for your beans when I leave.
Well, that thing goes whistling again. I got to the point that I'd put my pipe in my mouth automatically and just suck away on it. It gets so bad I couldn't stand it. And I'd take stock and tell myself that if somebody said I had to smoke that thing, I'd fight him.
Heard it pretty good. An old man, he chewed tobacco, he was 40, 50 years old. He said he just made up his mind he'd quit. He said that day he caught himself for going in his pocket after that tobacco, he didn't know how many times. The next day, he said, I don't know whether I can ever quit it or not. He said the third day he noticed, though, he wasn't quite as, he improved a little, he wasn't quite as well as the second day, but he said he finally whipped it down. But he said for a long time he'd be reaching his pocket after that chewing tobacco.
It's a funny thing.